Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by one of our head producers, Laura.
Hello.
And the best listeners in radio.
That's you.
Hey, thanks for being here, everybody. We see you out there. Thanks for the company. We appreciate you. Laura and I are going to have some fun in the show today. We're going to get into some local events going on in our area, talk about Cranberry Blossom Fest. Mm-hmm. We've got some other cool stuff lined up for you here. And I want to get into this study that suggests that spontaneity can lead to increased happiness and life satisfaction. We will talk about that a little bit later, along with, of course, our schedule and talk some rafters in a little bit as well. Mm-hmm. But we kick off with entertainment news, and one of the more harder working and sought after actors in the game right now is Pedro Pascal.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Pedro's been working very hard for a while now, and he's been, boy, they may end up teaching a master class at what to do when you get your break in your 40s and how to stay, you know,
relevant,
fresh and relevant, and not get your star faded or over saturate the market.
Sure.
I brought this up a number of times before. For years they're going to continue to use Jude Law as an example of this
oversaturation.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He got his break, I wouldn't say late, but a little bit later. Sure. Than maybe, you know, some would. And when he did, he had an agent that you know, him and his, it wouldn't say no to anything. Mm-hmm. And so he did a lot of projects, and yep. There was a while there where it felt like he was Samuel Jackson, like he had a movie coming out. Mm-hmm. Every month, and it kind of saturated things to where casting directors felt like, okay, well, they've already seen this face. They saw him last year in this movie. We're not going to use him. And then casting agent after casting agent after casting agent, mm-hmm, does that, and pretty soon a couple of years go by, and you don't see Jude Law much.
Right, and we had like a year of Jude Law.
And now he's kind of had to fight back, and mm-hmm, has gotten his career back on track, and he's doing fine. Nobody, mm-hmm, you know, has any reason to feel bad for
right.
Jude Law.
He's doing a reasonable number of projects now. Yeah.
But this is something that could happen to any actor.
Sure.
I guarantee you it would happen to me. I guarantee I would make a mistake like this. I would do something like this.
Well, yeah, because once your break happens, who's going to stop you?
I don't want to ever stop working.
Exactly.
I don't want to say no to anything.
I just totally work.
And that's where Pedro Pascal comes in, because he's been working extremely consistently and hasn't said no to a ton of projects so much as he will, like, spoiler alert for those, he just got done, you know, he was doing The Mandalorian,
right,
and that's wrapping up,
mm-hmm,
and so he picks up a show, The Last of Us,
yeah,
and he's doing that for a while, and then that character ends off, and now he's going off and doing the Fantastic Four movies,
yep,
and branching off into, you know, much more movies and into that genre, mm-hmm, and so he's not oversaturating, because he's kind of moving on from one, you know, group or sure. one set of movies or one style of movies to another set, from TV, mm-hmm, to movies to all this different stuff. And I just, like, I don't think that he sat down and was like, okay, this is how I'm going to map out my career. It just happened that way.
No, yeah.
But boy, they're going to teach this in master classes of, like, this is how you work crazy consistent, mm-hmm, and yet you don't get people sick of you.
Right. Well, and it helps that some of this is on streaming services, right? Like, some of the things he's done are on streaming services exclusively. And so some people can't watch some of his things, but they can watch the rest of his things. I don't know. It doesn't... I like Pedro Pascal, so this is a really hard conversation.
Well, it doesn't hurt either that, mm-hmm, when it comes to Jude Law, one of the things that helped him was that everybody liked working with him. He was
sure.
a good guy.
The same with Pedro. Man.
And that is the same thing with Pedro Pascal.
Everybody loves him.
He's also very self-deprecating.
Yes.
And that comes into play with this story here, because there is so much Pedro that maybe we need a stand-in. We need a backup.
Oof.
And I think we found him.
Oh.
42-year-old George Gotanis is a lighting designer on Comedy Central's The Daily Show, and he was convinced by his wife to try out for a Pedro Pascal lookalike contest.
Oh my gosh.
Now, she's been telling him this for years, that he looks just like him, and he doesn't see it necessarily. But he thought, okay, well, I'll sure. humor my wife, and I'll do this, and when I don't win or even finish in the top three, I can find, like, ha-ha, look, I don't look like him. And, of course,
jokes
what happens
on him.
To every husband when they try out smartly? He beat out 26 other people.
That sounds right.
He won $50 and a year's worth of burritos.
That's awesome. Where are the burritos from? I need to know.
The restaurant that was hosting this. Now, the restaurant did this in part because the owners of Sundell North were looking for a way to celebrate their first anniversary and were inspired by the Timothée Chalamet lookalike contest that went viral last year.
Sure.
And Guntis has a message for his more famous double. Quote, "Let's hang out and have a beer and make a new friend. Vamos, Pedro. Let's go."
Oh, beautiful.
It's a fantastic, like,
that's awesome. Can I see a picture of him? Do you have a picture of him?
It doesn't have. It just has a picture of Pedro. Oh, it doesn't have just a picture of the Pedro Pascal guy, though.
Bummer.
It's got to. I mean,
congrats to the wife. She's got a hot husband. Then
wait a second. It's got to be good for her. Let's see.
And good for him with that face. It's a good face to have.
There he is. This is him. He looks a little thinner, possibly.
He is a little. He's a thinner Pedro Pascal. His face is a little longer too, but he's not a bad looking fella.
To every website,
nice get, lady.
And every website designer and every single person out there that is in charge or runs mm-hmm. a website or anything, I understand how hard it is, we all need advertising money. But when the advertisement takes up half the screen, mm-hmm. I don't care what if they're advertising Adidas, I am not sure. buying it.
Get and you it said this here. Guy works on The Daily Show?
Yeah, this guy's a lighting designer on The Daily Show. It just happens to look like Pedro Pascal. That's an interesting
one.
That's
such a weird tie-in. How cool.
So entertainment-wise, I wanted to get to a couple of things going on in our area, but I thought I'd pull up some fun topics here, and I got a pretty good one, I think. Mm-hmm. What is the most popular Pixar movie in your state?
Ooh.
This is a pretty good one, I think. I think this is a fun list. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and dive into this one, and let's see here. So it'll be almost impossible to name the best Pixar movie.
Oh, no, it's not hard at all.
But do you have one?
Up.
Oh, yeah, it's a good choice. It's a good choice.
It's got to be. I'm sorry.
But what about the most popular one, and especially by state? Google Trends determine the most popular in each state according to search history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's worth noting that it's based on 21 years of data that from January 1st of 2004 to January 21st of 2025.
Okay.
So movies that have been around longer could have an advantage with that. That's, I think, worth noting. So let's see. Monsters, Inc. is number one.
I knew that one was going to be up there.
From 2001, 24 states, including Arizona, Tennessee, and New Jersey, consider that the number one.
No, that's a fair pick.
It's a great one. Mm-hmm. It's a classic. Not only a good one, but I mean, you're hard-pressed to find two better voice actors than Billy Crystal and John Goodman.
Right. And together, working together, and their chemistry. Oh, it was so, so good. They're like, so that good made together. The whole movie. And, yeah.
At number two, my youngest daughter's favorite, Finding Nemo from 2003.
Oh, I love Finding Nemo, though.
10 states, including Hawaii, Florida, and Maine, just keep swimming.
Yeah, those are water-heavy states, too, so that makes sense.
I thought the same thing, and I was like, oh, I don't know if that, you're
no, right. They are. Those are coastal states, so it makes sense, mm-hmm. yeah.
The Incredibles comes in at number three
from
2004.
Pick.
9 states, including Alaska, Washington, and Georgia. Another great casting. Mm-hmm. Where's my super suit? Ma'am, if you see my super suit.
I love The Incredibles. That was just a really cute movie.
That one was a little after my kids were sure. watching those kind of movies too much, or sure. as much, I should say. And I didn't see it as much. I saw it more with my nephews. But I will say one of the things that I thought was really cute and cool about that movie was the whole cape thing.
Oh,
like, they really
loved.
Addressed the whole superheroes with capes yeah. and how bad of an idea that is.
Yeah, I loved all the crazy little details about that movie. Those were the best parts.
I still don't. I mean, I've watched a lot of superhero movies and TV shows, and I still don't think I've ever seen anybody really address that.
The capes, yeah. It was worth addressing, and it kind really of funny. Changed costumes, because a lot of the superhero movies you've been seeing lately, they don't have capes, except for Superman.
Craig T. Nelson, I love Craig and T. Nelson, Craig T. Nelson. Bonnie Hunt is really good.
She did really so good. Right. Like, I love her voice.
Oh, and one of my favorite authors, Sarah Vowell, is one of the it's one of the few voice acting jobs she's done.
Oh,
she's
cool.
one of the,
yeah.
she's the little girl in that.
Oh, and, good. Violet.
Violet. And I love Sarah Vowell.
I love Violet.
Yeah, get a chance to ever read a Sarah Vowell book, everybody. Go for it.
I have a kid who gives me Violet vibes. I love Violet.
The one that I thought for sure, if I was being asked to answer this myself, I would have said for sure at number four, Toy Story. Toy Story is the most popular Pixar movie. I would have thought dead wrong, but I would have thought it's only popular in four states: New York, Kansas, Kentucky, and Virginia. I would have thought for sure, though, that would have been number one.
Yeah, I was expecting more states in the South to like this one, but it's cool to hear that it's not just them.
In part because it's the oldest of them.
There's that.
I don't know if it was the first Pixar movie, but it's from 95. It's mm-hmm. definitely the oldest one that I can think of.
Sure. Oh, yeah, I can't remember what the first Pixar movie was.
That's a good question. I think a sneaky one at number five, Coco from 2017.
Oh, that's a cute movie.
Three states, California, New Mexico, and Texas. Now, two of our biggest states.
Well, and they have high Hispanic populations, mm-hmm. so it would make sense. That's great. I love that.
Just interesting. I wouldn't have expected, and that's the late, most recent movie from 2017.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that one. I don't know that one that well.
Oh, well, we can fix that.
We'll just pull it up in sure. here and watch it in the commercial break. The most searched Pixar movie in, of course, the Midwest here, and looking at almost every state here in the Midwest, Laura, it is Ooh. Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. is the Midwest winner, huh?
Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio.
Fair
all,
enough.
All picking Monsters, Inc. Minnesota is the only one that picked The Incredibles, just to be a little different.
Okay.
But yeah, I would say Monsters, Inc.
Well,
I can see that.
Okay, but they picked, Minnesota picked the one with Craig T. Nelson in it. Jesus.
yeah, of course.
Come on.
I wonder if that was subconscious or if it was...
it was as conscious as it could possibly be. Ask Seth. I bet he's going to tell you The Incredibles.
Yeah. To be fair, The Coach was an amazing show.
It was an amazing show. I used to watch it a lot with my dad, who was a high school football coach for a very long time.
Dauber and, oh my God, that was a good show. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, too, what in your house, what is the top Pixar movie? Go. 715-424-2600. Love to hear from all of you. Yeah. What is your go-to Pixar movie? Maybe even your kid's favorite or your favorite?
Mine's Up.
It's all up. Of the above. Is that the kid's favorite?
I don't think so. I don't know what their favorite would be. Mine for sure is Up. I mean, there's a dodo, there's a talking dog, there's a house that flies. It's great.
Yeah, you had me a talking dog. Squirrel!
Right, the dog collar that translates the golden retriever's thoughts. I mean, come on.
So I was trying to look at the list of the Pixar movies and the order that they came out, and I'm not finding a very good list here, but I did forget a sneaky good one, Ratatouille.
Ooh, Ratatouille is
I forgot
good.
About
that's a
that
fun one.
That's good. You got Patton Oswalt doing a great voiceover worked on that. So that's kind of fun. But it does look like Toy Story was the first one. They've put out 28 feature films, and Toy Story from 1995 is the first. Inside Out might be the last one, most recent one from 2024. Inside Out 2 from
Inside
2024.
Inside Out 2. Yep.
Those are ones that I want to see that look fun. My dad is so into these movies.
Oh, I forgot Brave was a Pixar movie. Okay, Brave is on our list too, though.
Okay. Wall-E, Ratatouille.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about A Bug's Life.
I didn't mention Ratatouille, right? Right. I just did. so yeah, there's wow. I mean, Soul.
Cars?
Soul is another one. Oh, Cars. Yeah,
Cars. I mean, Cars is out. It gotta be.
Cars gotta be on that one.
I almost forgot about Meet the Robinsons. The Tyrannosaurus Rex.
From 1990, from 1995, 28 movies since then. I mean, pretty darn good list.
Yeah, I love Pixar movies.
There's not a lot of, I don't know if there's any real flops. There's ones that did better than others.
Yeah, even the ones that weren't like critically huge were fine. They did fine.
Quite a few of these were also nominated for Best Picture.
Right.
You know, so in fact, they may have been the ones before, Disney really got that started, of course.
When Disney was working with Pixar, that was peak.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting list. Did have a couple of other things I wanted to mention. Our great friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater are joining forces with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce for Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's Youth Theater, Lunch by the River, Snow White, and the Seven Endings.
Yeah.
They're performing this Thursday over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. They'll be a part of Lunch by the River.
Mm-hmm.
Head on down there, get some great food from some of our great food trucks down there.
Or pack up your own lunch and head on down for some entertainment.
Enjoy some great live entertainment, everybody.
And some community engagement.
That's going to be a really fun
stuff.
Show. Encourage you to check that out. Dare to Dream, a Disney musical review, is also coming up this week. It'll be on Thursday, the 19th.
Yes, I have one of my kiddos in that one. I am going to be there on Thursday to watch her opening night.
There will be shows Friday and Saturday as well. Be sure to take in these shows, support these kids. There is no such thing as bad kid theater.
It's true. Youth theater is always good every time.
Every show is amazing. Every show is fun. Cannot encourage you enough to check them out, everybody. They're going to be a blast. And find out more at wrctheater.org. Be sure to follow along all summer long. Got West Side Story coming up in July. The Brothers Grimm coming up in August.
Yep. No, and they're all going to be good shows. And I love that they're doing three different kids shows this summer. How cool.
Yeah, we had a really good time talking about that. Gretchen brought a couple of the kids in yesterday. Encouraged her to catch that Rapids report. I had a real good time talking about that with her. Find out more at wrctheater.org. Get on over there. It looks like they've got their main stage list up, and it looks like, oh, wow, you can even fill out auditions for On Golden Pond, it looks
who's
like.
Who's directing that one?
Haven't checked it out. I encourage you to
directed
fill out
directed by James Maloof?
Maloof. It's Maloof.
Yeah, Maloof.
I believe
okay.
That's how you pronounce that. Maloof. Maloofsky, I think it's
one of these days I'm going to pronounce your name Jamez or something Maloofo. And just be ridiculous.
Maloofo.
Jamez Maloof.
And I did want to mention this too. Our great friends at Family Natural Foods do these wellness seminars, and they're a joy to the community. We love them. We take them in, and we're really we have a great time not only learning, but getting to ask these questions or thoughts that you have, where you can go one-on-one, in person, being able to ask them. And they got a really important one coming up, Natural Medicines That Outperform Drugs. This is one of the bigger topics, I think, that has gone on in the last 20 years, I'll say. It's only becoming more and more increased.
It's definitely a prevalent conversation, yeah.
And you're going to be able to talk to some of the best in the business when it comes to this. Mm-hmm. The gang at Terry Talks Nutrition, or Terry's Naturally, they're going to have a representation there down there to talk about this. At First Baptist Church at 910 McKinley Street in Wisconsin Rapids, right behind Family Natural Foods. Mm-hmm. So you can't miss it. That big, beautiful church over there. They have a good turnout for these. So they got to kind of, they need bigger
they
room.
They need a bigger
need
room.
More room.
Yep.
And a shout out to the First Baptist for offering their service, their room for
their
that.
Space, yeah.
RSVPing is encouraged but not required. So if you can RSVP ahead of time, stop on by the shop or give them a call at 715-423-3120. That's 423-3120. And go ahead and visit them at 910 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. You can probably reach out over to their Facebook page as well. That's not a bad way to do it, to find out more and make plans for this great event that is coming up next Wednesday, June 25th at 5:15 over at the First Baptist Church as a part of Family Natural Foods Wellness Seminar. It'll be a really good time over there.
Sure.
We will take a quick time out and then come back and have a really good time on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Lauren James hanging out with you. Hope you guys are having a great morning out there. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate the company. I thought this was an interesting one, and it comes to us from a couple of different sources, but I'll credit the Good News Network for this one in particular. Encourage you to go to goodnewsnetwork.org, especially you need a palate cleanser, you need some smiles or something, some incredibly detailed, great reporting going on over there. Check that out, everybody. A study suggests that spontaneity can lead to increased happiness and life satisfaction. Specifically, those who consider themselves spontaneous and are more likely to report feeling happy and content with their lives. The study conducted by one poll found that spontaneous people were 40% more likely to consider themselves happy and 38% more likely to feel satisfied with their lives.
Sure.
The study also revealed that people engage in spontaneous acts, like trying a new restaurant or taking a nap, about 18 times per day on average.
Yeah, that sounds right. I used to be really? Much more spontaneous than I am now. However, I've also found ways to plan for spontaneity, if that makes sense. So, an example. I bought a year membership to the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo. Shout out to the International Crane Foundation. You guys are awesome. But I did that so that I could spontaneously, throughout the summer, go there if I felt like it. All I've got to do is pack a picnic for me and my kids, and then we can go and spend hours at the International Crane Foundation, eat lunch, and then drive home. I did the same thing with the water park pass. I bought one for the whole season so that spontaneously we could head over to the water park throughout the season. It's sometimes it takes planning to be spontaneous, I guess, is the message.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah. Well, especially as a parent.
Right.
You know, you kind of have to do your best to plan these things out, but you also can't plan things, you know, what's my kid going to like today?
Right. It's definitely easier to budget for it if I'm investing in my spontaneity the way that I did, right? So buying these season passes and the year membership and the yearly membership to the International Crane Foundation also gives me free entrance to a lot of other places in the whole country, but in the area specifically that I'm looking at in, you know, Wisconsin. And so I can kind of just spontaneously go to any of those places that I get free access to with my membership and allow myself to be spontaneous without spending a ton of extra money by doing so.
This survey, they had 2,000 Americans respond, and they found that those surveyed, 72% said they feel happier after when they make a spur of the moment decision in some way.
Sure.
Now I think that's interesting in general, but the more interesting part of it to me is whether things went good or bad, they were still okay with just doing something spontaneous.
Because sometimes you're just living your life, doing your thing, and you're at home, and you're like, I just need to get out of the house.
I'm not just an overthinker, I'm an overplanner. Sure. And I don't know how often I really do much of anything really on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to incorporate these things as best as I can in my day-to-day life. And it's usually something I'm doing in my little bit of free time or something like that. And I decide to do something, but it's never anything too risky or too out there.
Right.
I'm really bad at this.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad at it. One of the things that I think is cool, though, sure, about it is the encouraging part of how the happiness part of it.
Absolutely.
The tying those two things together. I don't know that I would have done that. I don't know that I would have thought of those two things together. I'm so curious what the audience is thinking of this one, because this is one where I don't really... I'm not a good subject matter for this. I think that there's plenty of other good examples and plenty of other good data out there from people that I'd like to talk to or hear from and say, hey, how do you feel about this? One angle of it is a parent's angle where you're giving us, and I think that's a really unique perspective and interesting. I'd like to hear from others out there how they are with this one.
Well, and there's definitely an element of cost, right? Like sometimes being spontaneous and not planning things out means that you're going to be spending a little bit more money because you're not really accounting for what the changes in all of these pricings are, whether or not there's traffic, whether or not gas has changed. You can't plan if you're being spontaneous, and it's hard to on the fly know whether or not you have enough money for it without taking away from other things, especially nowadays. Everybody's budgeting more tightly than we have in a while, and it does cost money sometimes to be spontaneous. And like I said, to me, what I did then was invest in my ability to be spontaneous. All I've got to worry about is gas and lunch.
It kind of makes you, again, not my wheelhouse, but there is a bit of an element of this that I wouldn't have thought of until the survey, I guess, that makes you feel alive when you're doing these kind of things.
No, because it makes you feel like you're really experiencing life.
Mm-hmm.
There's something beautiful about the act of being spontaneous. Like I said, I used to be much more spontaneous, and I was happier when I was more spontaneous. However, you know, life happens, and spontaneity isn't something that I could have kept up throughout the years, but I'm hoping to get back into it because I do know that I feel happier when I'm able, when I have the freedom to do spontaneous things like that.
One last part of this. Interestingly, most Americans do consider themselves to be quite spontaneous.
That's awesome.
As only about 1 in 6 did not think of themselves as such.
Okay.
Hmm. So most people think they are. Some of the biggest decisions we include booking a last-minute flight somewhere, suddenly switching careers, adopting a dog, moving to a brand new country,
sure,
moving on from previous commitments or that kind of thing. Over half of those surveyed, 56%, said that they've gone on a spontaneous trip in the past 5 years, and most of them, 88%, say that they feel happier as a result of that.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could. I can't spontaneously afford full trips, but I will say that the last time I went to the International Crane Foundation, it was relatively spontaneous, and we had a pretty great time.
That's good to hear. That's good. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back, and we're going to talk the Cranberry Blossom Fest. I've got a couple of other good ones for us coming up for you, and plenty more of local stuff to get to on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're having a great day out there. Got another one here for you in regarding travel and bopping around. And we are trying to make your travel a little less stressful today. We were talking about things that we forget earlier.
Sure.
So hopefully that reminded some people on that one.
Good.
And now we got something as far as traveling to feel less stressful. Someone asked people on Reddit what the best tips for a stress-free vacation are. Okay. How best to plan what everybody wants to plan about their vacation, a stress-free one.
Okay.
I can't imagine many people out there like, I want stress. I want to...
Nobody wants... No one's planning for stress. No one's...
Although, I would like to set that... I would like to be in charge of making that vacation. Like what people could... I don't have enough stress in life. I want to experience stress. I can bring that to you. Go ahead and come to my amusement park.
I'm going
to
pencil my anxiety attack in around 9:42.
I can handle that one. I can handle that.
Yeah.
So, here are according to Reddit, the best ways to the best odds of giving yourself a stress-free vacation.
All right, good luck everyone.
I'm already gonna fail this. I'm not pre-read this, but I see the number one and I'm already horrible at this.
Yep,
plan less. Try to go with the flow more. That kind of in line with what we were just talking about.
Spontaneous, yep. That's the spontaneity thing.
As longtime listeners know, I love segues, and I like kind of combining things, so I kind of couldn't help myself there. But it does, I would imagine that I could see that.
Sure. Like, if you give yourself a rough outline, like if you plan the, we're getting on the plane at this time, we're going to get the there at this time, and then we're going to check in at our hotel at this time, and after that, let's see what they've got.
I agree 100%. I think that one of the things that you can do to avoid stresses or things going wrong, well, if you don't plan that much, how much can really go wrong?
Right. If you give yourself time to explore and make an adventure, then maybe that is what they're talking about here.
Don't cram a bunch of destinations into one trip. Focus on one really good spot instead.
Sure.
Melissa's talked about this a little bit, about where, you know, there's the tours and these things, and then there's kind of doing your own thing.
Right.
I hear a lot of people, I think Seth has talked about this as well, going to England, and I hear this a lot with England. There's a lot of different things to see. There's tons of history and
just
castles.
Just pick one thing to... Yeah.
But most people seem to enjoy like getting outside of the city and going to like those neighboring cities and everything. And then you really get a chance of seeing what London is really like or England is really like.
Sure.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm just repeating what I've heard.
Well, I'll say this. So when I go on trips, it's for a thing. So most of the time for me, because of who I am as a human, it's a concert, right? So I have bought tickets to a concert. I am going to this show. And so I am going to spend however long I can afford in the town that show is going to be in. And that show is the only thing on my itinerary. Everything else is I'm going to wander around and find something to do the rest of the days. That's more or less how I do it. Like the last time I went on a real like vacation, I went to DC and I was gone for like a week. I had a friend from Baltimore drive down and take me to a whole other concert festival that I didn't plan on going to. And then I still went to the concert I wanted to a couple of days later. And I spent the rest of my time wandering around the National Mall and going to Smithsonian's at my leisure. It was great.
They say travel to smaller, less crowded places. Big cities are tourist traps.
It depends on where you're going. So, like, I'm going to point to DC again. Yes, it's a tourist trap, but, like, everything's free. You can go to all those museums on the National Mall for free. You just go.
Well, and sometimes when you want to see, you know, the Washington Monument, I mean, you're going to be around
also
other
free.
People, you know? But I think some of the more attractive things just sometimes are in the city. But like I was saying before, some stuff that maybe, it depends on what you're going for. Are you going to see the big stuff? Are you going... If you're going to take a picture with Big Ben, then that's different than, hey, I want to go and I want to experience another country. I want to know what it's like to be immersed in another culture. That's, to me, what travel is. But for some people, maybe it's taking a selfie next to a, you know, big symbol or something.
Well, and maybe the best way to plan that is, you know, here's the thing you're doing that you need to, like, buy tickets for, right? But on your penciled-in itinerary, somewhere in here, I'm going to make it to Big Ben so I can take a selfie.
Yeah. Pay extra for direct flights. Layovers are bogus.
You can't avoid those. I'm sorry. Like,
Yeah, it must be nice.
Come on. Must be nice.
I've never flown anywhere directly.
Must be nice. Never. No, my tip is take the train. Don't fly.
I flew my first flight ever. I flew from Milwaukee to Cleveland. Mm. I think there was two stops.
Right. That's what I mean. Like... whatever.
I do like that they incorporated the word bogus.
Yeah.
I do. We don't use it enough. We need to bring that back
more. No, that's fair. Let's bring bogus back.
If you do have a long layover, pay to access an airport lounge.
That's fair. I get that.
Again, must be nice.
Must be nice, but also I get it, especially if your layover is a couple of hours. However, if your layover is in a decent town, you don't need to lounge. You can just walk your butt outside and find a nearby restaurant with somewhere that you can hang out.
I haven't flown much in recent years, so forgive me if I got effing way off on this one and they've incorporated this. Do they have napping areas in airports?
Every area is a napping area, yeah, if you think about it.
Yeah, you're 100%. Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like...
No, there are no designated nap time locations.
I got the idea. I got the idea. I don't even mind if somebody else steals this. I'm not even going to copyright it. Just like in grade school, when you got nap time, just nap time for adults. You just have that. You have a section area there. Just, you know, you're playing some Enya. You get the sleeping bags out.
If I might, Dan Schaefer, if you're listening, this would work really well in a recombobulation area at the airport. You're welcome.
I think it'd be really
just
good.
Just buy like 20 cots and drop them off.
Might even get people flying more. Might even, you know, just to do that. Just to, capitalize on credit card points and
rent
miles.
Rent a cot.
Rent a cot. There
you
go.
Thank you, Pam.
Got a name. Perfect, Pam. Nice. Perfect. Rent a cot is perfect. Now I do want to turn it into a business. Now that we got a good name. Capitalizing on credit card points and miles and all that stuff. Again, I have no idea any of that stuff, but I do know that a lot of people use it. And my buddy Will, it's as a stand-up comedian for him, that's a big part of his livelihood. It saves him a lot of money not having to spend money on. Because here's the thing, I've mentioned this before, that Will's had this standing gig in Vegas for years, but he has to pay for his flights.
Yeah.
So this really saves him on that quite a bit, I imagine. I've never asked him specifically. But I imagine.
Sure.
A splurge on special experiences. Not everything is worth extra money, but once in a lifetime experiences are. So, I did not plan on this, but speaking of Will, he is the most unfrugal person I've ever met, and that's knowing myself. He is one of these people. He only spends when he needs to.
That is frugal. Yeah,
image is important to him. I'm not going to say it is, and he's a typical Californian, and he'll own that 100%. But he doesn't spend on a lot of things. So he goes to, he has his show canceled in Vegas, and he has nothing to do. And he, just by a matter of circumstances, there's some show, and I didn't even find out what it was, but there's some show at the Spear in Vegas.
Oh, sure. Was it the fish one?
It might have been, but it was something he would never go to. It was something he would never go to.
Or the Grateful Dead one?
He did it just for fun, and is still not stopped raving about it, the experience and everything.
No, I believe it.
And he would never do that on his own. He goes to Vegas, works, goes home. That's what he does. If you're going to go all out on one thing, I think that's worth it. And then maybe the combination of what you were talking about before, about not going there with a set agenda, just, okay, I'm going to go and see this landmark, and then everything else is just kind of whatever happens.
Yeah.
So maybe you're going to the big concert, but then, like, you know, for your experience, I am that. That seems like a good way of doing
it. Well, and to me, that also says, you know, if you're going for like one event the way that I do with a concert, maybe it is worth it to splurge on the backstage passes, you know, like, you know, maybe get the whole deluxe package for your tickets. If you're traveling across the country for it anyway, why not? Little.
If you're over 30, never stay in a hostel. It seems like a fine idea until you have to share a bathroom with 20 people. I've never done that. I've never stayed at a hostel before or anything. That's a bigger thing in Europe, from what I understand.
I know someone who has, and he had a good time. If you're a solo adult traveler, it makes perfect sense. If you are not a solo adult traveler, don't stay in a hostel. Don't plan for that. Don't do that to the other people at the hostel.
Seems you got to be a little bit of an extrovert, too. Mm-hmm. A little bit. I mean, maybe. although... Here's something I think I'm discovering more and more and more. I don't know anybody that is just an extrovert or an introvert.
almost
everybody. Yeah, everybody's got a little bit of both. Yeah, everybody's got a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever even met somebody that is all one or the other.
No, I think everyone's an omnivert. They're just differently placed on the spectrum, mm-hmm. you know?
Try a travel journal. Ooh. It helps you remember things better, and it's something else to look back on besides pictures.
And some of them really are all right, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I like that. And finally, and again, you can find this complete list at BuzzFeed.com. Take an extra day off when you get home. No one wants to go back to work right away. Give yourself a day of rest.
100%. Yeah. I definitely. And even if it's just to take the time to unpack your stuff and not have to do it the minute you walk in the door.
I've done that unintentionally usually mm-hmm. Because like a flight getting back so late or so early or mm-hmm. something, but I could not. That may be one of the number one things I would recommend on this list.
Plan for a day after your trip.
It's a great one. That's a great idea.
Especially if you traveled to a different time zone.
And regardless of where you travel or what you do on your travels, we would like you to always consider rent-a-cot.
Rent-a-cot. Get your cot at the recombobulation area.
Yeah, rent-a-cot.
Rent-a-cot. Take a nap. It's your layover.
Be on the lookout in airports near you. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and wrap up the show. Morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I...
We appreciate the company. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Wrapping up the show. Going to take it to the top of the hour. We'll be back at this tomorrow. We're going to have some fun throughout the week. Looking forward to it. But I did want to just touch on a couple of quick things for the audience. And one of them, of course, are Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Mm-hmm. As WFHR is the home of Wisconsin Rapids Rafter baseball. Those diehard listeners out there know that the game got cut short yesterday. Well, sort of. It went into extra innings. But the game versus the Traverse City Pit Spitters will resume today at 5:05, mm-hmm. and the second game will begin hopefully at 6:35.
Sure.
So we'll
see. Depends on how long that takes. Yeah.
Yeah. See how that plays out. Sure. The Rafters will be back in action tonight. And of course, tonight, not only all of that going on, but it's a special night at the ballpark with United Weekend Night.
Ah, I love United Weekend.
Put some change in your pocket. Bring a non-perishable food item. Come down to the park. See the Rafters. Not only, I think, going to pull off a win tonight. I think they'll win. But also check out some of these cool sculptures and different things being put on in our community.
Two wins if they do it right.
Yeah. Be sure to. Nice. Yeah. Be sure to check that out. We're going to have Terry Johns on our Rapids Report today talking about that. Mm-hmm. Be sure to join us for the Rapids Report today. It'll be streaming exclusively at WFHR starting at 2 o'clock.
It's true.
CEO Terry Johns being with us from the United Way of Southwood and Ems Counties. Terry and I will be talking about this, the United Weekend event. I want to get a wrap-up of the Great Book Giveaway.
Yep.
That is going on in just a little bit here. We got plenty to talk about. We'll be getting
absolutely
into.
The United Way is very busy in the summer.
As long as I'm talking about them, that Great Book Giveaway, they have one more event happening at 12:30 today over at the beautiful Lester Public Library of Vesper.
Awesome.
Be sure to check that out. A big thank you to all the volunteers out there, everybody that donated books, and of course the staff at the United Way, pulling off another great avoiding another summer slide with the Great Book Giveaway. Nice job by them with that. And yes, United Weekend's Strikeout Hunger is happening tonight at the ballpark. Bring a non-perishable food item, throw some change in your pocket, and mm-hmm. be a part of the Miracle Minute, and we'll meet you down there. It's going to be a really good time.
It sure is.
Also wanted to touch on the Rafter game. Again, that'll be on tonight. Be sure to check that out for us. And we're looking forward to it. But here was the other thing I wanted to get to.
Right around the corner.
Yeah. The blood drive happening today. It kicked off at 10 o'clock today. It's going until 3 o'clock over at the Wisconsin Rapids former East Junior High School music room, 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. You can be a part of this one. We encourage it to everybody. Donate if you can.
Yep. And you can register ahead at communityblood.org, correct?
Yeah.
So head to communityblood.org for more information on that or to register ahead of time for an appointment.
The whether it's the Atlanta hurricane season or it is even going back to last summer when we were hit really hard and we were in need of donations. Now is one of the more important times you can, and it is World Blood Donor Day. Well, it was on June 14th, and going on until the 19th, coming up in a couple of days, is World Sickle Day, Sickle Cell Day.
Yeah.
So never a better time. You can find out more mm-hmm. going to redcrossblood.org
for that one. Yeah.
Also, keep in mind our friends at McMillan on the 20th will have a blood drive from 10 to 3.
And that one is with the American Red Cross. So that one is redcrossblood.org for more information or to set up an appointment.
And the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center has almost every day has openings.
Yeah, they're always open and you can schedule there anytime. Yeah.
Be a superhero without the cape. Get on over there and donate today. We appreciate you doing that. Well, Laura, Helen Zoo House, our wonderful Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo over at 1911 Gainer Avenue, just a stone's throw away from here, is going to be helping us kick off the Cranberry Blossom Fest with forest whales. Join us for an unforgettable open house style ocean exploration experience. Step inside an incredible 65-foot life-size inflatable whale and journey into the world of these gentle giants like never before.
It's so cool. I can't wait to see if we can see it from here, because I really think we might.
So excited. It's going to be such a cool one. This is a big part of course, Cranberry Blossom Fest. There is so much going on with the fest. It is kicking off on this Thursday. This is one of the signature, or one of the events that will help kick it off, along with, of course, lunch by the river that will be going on from 10:30 to 1 over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. Be sure to check that out. And Chalk It Up will be going from 1 to 4. Ooh. Participants of all ages are invited to create their own sidewalk chalk designs. Register anytime during the event from 1 to 4. They'll be doing this over at the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids area.
Oh, that's really cool.
You got the carnival coming to town as well. That'll be going from 6 to 10, kicking off this Thursday. That takes place over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. Big shout out to the Lions Club hosting this, doing such good things in our community like they always do.
That we is love our be Lions.
That's going to be fun. Cinema Under the Stars is back for its 20th anniversary.
That is so cool.
It really is. And they're going to have The Wizard of Oz as their movie this year.
Oh, how cool.
The Aqua Skiers will have their water ski show tournament. Watch this free water ski show theme of Talladega Nights. That's a great idea.
That's great.
That'll be going on at Red Sands Beach at 6 o'clock this Thursday. That'll be fun. And our great friends at McMillan Memorial Library have their concert series going on, Daddy-O Jazz Band.
Oh, well, they've got me.
That's one of the better names you're going to hear.
That's great.
That'll be taking place in McMillan at 7 o'clock on Thursday. Absolutely. And that's just Thursday.
Whoa.
Friday, Saturday, plenty of other great things going on, like the Cranberry Blossom Festival being celebrated at our Southwick County Historical Museum. Mm-hmm. They got exhibits open on Friday, and then Saturday, they have their ice cream social going from 1 to 3. Ugh. And more, the exhibits will be open on Sunday as well. That's a cool part of this.
All those exhibits are great. I love the Southwood County Historical Museum.
And we'll be there. We're going to be a part of this. We'll be at the Arts and Crafts Vendor Fair, a part of things Saturday from 10 to 2. From 10 to noon, we'll be broadcasting here from 97.5 FM. I believe Melissa and Pam will be handling that. And then from noon to 2 over on 105.5 WIRI. Do you happen to know who might be there?
From what I understand, it's me.
Yeah.
And Dottie B.
That'll be cool.
We will be broadcasting live on 105.5 FM WIRI.
It's going to be fun. That is going to be a blast. We're so excited to be a part of this one. A big thank you to the Chamber inviting us and having us along for the ride on this. And a big thank you to everybody who stopped by last week at over at
Bluegrass at the Lake. Oh, what a good time that was.
And
thank you, Carolyn. Carolyn rocks. I can't wait to work with her next year for Bluegrass at the Lake again.
We appreciate you, Carolyn, your family, your team over there at Bluegrass at the Lake and doing such good stuff in this community. And we're looking forward to being a part of Cranberry Blossom Fest this weekend. Everybody join us this Saturday. We'll be down there at the Craft and Arts and Vendor Fair. We'll be there from 10 to noon here at WFHR and noon to 2 on 105.5 WIRI.
Yep, which means we, the whole staff, will be there all that time.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That's going to be a blast. Looking at some world good stories of the day, Zoo Miami gave a Father's Day shout out to one of its residents this weekend. Goliath is a 500-pound Galapagos tortoise who became a first-time dad this month at the age of 135.
Oh, what a young man. Congratulations.
You're never too old.
Congratulations.
If you're a man.
If you're a tortoise.
Yeah. A spokesperson for the... Well, or Robert De Niro. is it Al Pacino that's like 70 and just had a kid? No, it's De Niro.
It's De Niro.
A spokesperson for the zoo called him living proof that where there is a will, there is a way.
Oh, good.
you know, in all seriousness, it's really important for them to be huge. Able to, you know, keeping those tortoises around mm-hmm. and everything. That's a beautiful story.
It's a great story.
Speaking of zoo animals, this one really got me. And I wanted to take some time with this one. Elephants might be our new favorite thing. Sure. Or if they haven't already been.
Okay.
Have you seen this clip of an elephant saving a drowning gazelle at a zoo in Guatemala?
No.
It grabbed the thing by its horn and lifted it out of the pond and got a big round of applause from visitors. It just happened to see what was going on and just did this. It was, nobody instructed it to
no,
do it or anything like that.
No, you can't train an animal to do this. He just did it.
The gazelle falls in with a bunch of gazelles going by, and the elephant's just doing its thing.
Yeah, and he's just got his trunk dangling in there for it, and then he walks over, moves to the right side of the thing and just grabs it by the antlers and yanks it out. How cool.
Not to look a gift horse in the mouth or anything like or in the an elephant's mouth. He did take his time. Elephant kind of strolled over there a little bit.
It's a good thing that the gazelle was a good enough swimmer to make it until they got him out. But yeah.
And the gazelle just runs off. That's so cool. It's such a great video. It's a great palate cleanser. And also, I don't know what was going through that gazelle's mind.
Right.
Like, oh God. Like, not only am I drowning, but now this guy's going to help. Oh no, he's trying to help me. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Great job playing hurt today, Laura. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
And appreciate you guys out there. Best listeners on radio. We'll be back at it tomorrow.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.